Good morning, Calvary. It's great to be with you in this very full room this morning. Would you stand with us as we read our call to worship? This morning, we're going to be reading from Psalm 145, verses 1 through 6. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Let's read these next two verses together. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness.
Hi, friends. Good morning. We are so glad you have joined us for what is a historic day in the life of our church. If you are new to Calvary, you picked a great day to come to church. We are celebrating our senior pastor, Tom Shirk's final Sunday as he leads us for the last 32 years as senior pastor and 33 years total. We're going to give thanks to Tom and Lucy for all that they have meant to us. So today's service is going to be different than normal. We're going to share a few testimonies of people whose lives have been impacted by Tom's ministry over the years and give thanks together as a church for so much of what has happened in three decades together. So we'll hear from some people, we'll sing together, we'll hear from some more folks, give thanks to God again. We hope it'll be a great time for us to look back at God's faithfulness and be reminded of how kind he has been to Calvary and give us confidence for what's ahead too, not just in the life of our church, but in our own personal lives as well. Obviously, it's very full in this room. There are still people who are coming in. If you can and you have space, we would appreciate it if you would just scoot in and leave the edges open so if folks come in, they'll find a place. We want to fit everybody into this room if possible. Thank you. Okay, we're going to start our time of sharing this morning by hearing from Del Elliott. Del served on the elder board here at Calvary for a number of years, several times as the chairman, and he is going to open our time together. Del.
It is a great blessing that we have experienced from the Lord, and that blessing has been facilitated by the calling of Tom Shirk to be our senior pastor and to be our lead shepherd. I'm not sure that Tom knew at the time that he accepted that call that it would be for 33 years. But those 33 years have been a great blessing to us. Tom has been a very effective leader over that period of time, and I would like to share with you three areas of that leadership, and there are others who will come and share other areas, I'm sure. But I would like to share three areas where Tom's work has been so effective in facilitating the growth of this church. The first area is the area of his work in helping to define the organization and operation of the elder board. When Mary Grace and I first came to Calvary, it had already been decided that the church would adopt an elder board organizational structure. And I happened to be on that very first elder board. And when we met together, we realized that while Scripture did offer some information and direction with respect to the elder board, the criteria to be an elder or pastor, what the responsibility of the elder board would be to provide for the care and nurture of the congregation. But beyond that, there was very little structure given to how the elder board would be organized and structured. And it was at that point that Tom who really had more knowledge than the rest of us about that issue, led us to develop an organizational structure and policy-making organization that can be characterized today by us as an elder board that was committed to prayer, that was committed to nurturing, committed to the welfare, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual nurturing of this congregation. And the commitment for every decision, every significant decision that was made, to be tested against Scripture and embedded in prayer. We have, I think, a very excellent elder board, which is unique in many respects, at least from the elder board I served at an earlier church, and I think just from the knowledge that I know, our elder board is doing an excellent job. The second area that I would like to talk about Tom's leadership is the leadership with respect to bringing God's word to us, the preaching. Tom has done an excellent job, I think, an unwavering commitment to the fundamental truths of the gospel, of God's plan of salvation for us. We are living in a time where that cannot be assumed when you walk into a church. And Tom has been unwavering in sticking to the truth, communicating that to us, and I think with great courage has also addressed the error that we see today in churches and in congregations. And that does, I think, take some courage. Tom has been a great preacher. I tried to talk Tom several times into publishing some of those sermons that he has delivered to us. Sermons like the last series that he did on Revelation, in which I felt there were some new and exciting implications for that for us today, which was a focus of that series, unsuccessful. I was not able to convince him that that would be an excellent extension of his ministry. Now that he's an emeritus, maybe we can talk him into that. For that series on Revelation would make a great book. The third area has to do with Tom's commitment to mentoring. He has served as a great mentor to the staff here. I know they all are very appreciative of that and his love for that and his commitment to that. And also to a great desire that he has had and a love that he has for working with new young pastors. And that has been a mission for Tom, particularly over the latter years of his career here. And we can see the obvious benefit of that mentoring as we think about pastors that we know that have come out of this church. Two come to mind specifically, Adrian Boykin. I don't know how many of you remember Adrian. He came to this church with little training or background in preaching or in theology. He is now, as you probably know, a senior pastor of a large church in Kearney, Nebraska. And we visited there not too long ago. He's doing a great job. And then the other obvious candidate is Thomas Milburn, our new senior pastor. So we have been greatly blessed by Tom's interest and commitment to mentoring. Throughout his career, there are two constants that I need to mention. The first of those is the loving support and care and nurturing from Lucy Shirk. This is a true partnership in ministry to us here at Calvary. And secondly, Tom Shirk truly, deeply loves the Lord. And that has been the most significant blessing to us, probably, his love to serve the Lord. And the Lord has blessed him in doing that. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Scott Goff, and this is my wife, Megan. And we have two kids, Anita and Caleb, right down here, that are in high school. And Tom and Calvary have had just an amazing impact on us. So our Calvary journey started 22 years ago, and we've witnessed a lot of change over that time. We're constantly amazed at how God has moved and worked through Calvary. And this is a huge testament to Tom and Lucy and how they've shepherded Calvary, always keeping God and biblical truths the center thing. Back in 2003, Megan and I were newly engaged. She was down in Fort Carson in the Army, and I was living up here in Boulder. And I'll never forget my first visit to Calvary. I came in and I sat down right over here. I sat down next to a woman. And then her husband came and sat down on the other side of me, which I thought was a little odd. But we got to talking. We realized we had some common roots in New England. But what really surprised me was when he got up and started speaking. So that was my first introduction to Tom and Lucy. I quickly engaged with the Boulder Path and met other young adults, some who would be future leaders in the church, John Boyle and Thomas Milborn, just to name a few. But we also formed incredible friendships, people that would be our future life groups, and then to this day still be some of our best friends. In Calvary and the Young Adults Ministry, we found strong, biblically-based community that was an incredible source of support, especially for me when Megan was deployed into Iraq.
So I first came to Calvary after my deployment to Iraq in January of 2004. I grew up going to church, but I wasn't a true believer, nor did I follow. And so it was in Iraq, though, that I found my authentic call to have a relationship with the Lord. Scott was so excited to bring me into this church, to introduce me to everything that Calvary had to offer, for me to hear the message each Sunday, and for me to meet those people that supported him while I was deployed. I look back, and I really appreciate that each week Tom had us open our Bibles to teach us and to hear a message. And it wasn't like a cutesy interpretation or used to shame us, or particularly me, but it was God's word, God's truth flowing from that stage. Those weekly messages really initiated conversations between Scott and I, had lots of questions that I had to be answered, and the desire for that deeper relationship, and I really grew in my faith.
So when it came time to decide where we wanted to get married, it really wasn't a question at all. We wanted our faith and our marriage to be God-centered, and we knew that Calvary was the place. So Tom led us through our premarital counseling, and he married us right here on this stage in September of 2004. Shortly thereafter, we joined Three Strands, a newly married ministry, and paired up with incredible mentors who became lifelong friends. And like all things at Calvary, it was centered on biblical truths and drew its name from Ecclesiastes 4:12, which says a cord of three strands is not easily broken.
Calvary is more than a place where you just see people on Sunday mornings. It's a family that supports you and prays for you. In our 22 years here at Calvary, a lot of life has happened. You've supported us with prayers, with meals, and just love. As we went through military deployments, through medical issues, through reaching out to my biological father, and then being and supporting me when that didn't go as well in the years that followed. But Calvary has also celebrated life with us. We've celebrated the births of our children and their dedications. We've celebrated baptisms, my kids and my very own. And we love that the leaders here at Calvary are always available to pray with you, to meet with you, and to encourage you. Tom has always made time for Scott and I when we needed to have a conversation, maybe answer some questions or answer an email because we didn't understand. But he's encouraged us to grow in our faith. He's encouraged us to serve in the church in our community.
So in 2019, we were looking for our new house. And top of our list was staying connected to Calvary. But our new home in Frederick was a little far from Boulder. So the shorter commute to Erie just convinced us to give it a shot. It was a little bit easier knowing that Thomas was there and that a bunch of our friends had already made the switch. But I will say, leaving this building and leaving this community here in Boulder, because we had such a connection, was a really tough and emotional decision. But the wonderful thing about Calvary is that the same God-centric biblical teaching exists in all of the campuses. We experienced the beauty of one church in three locations, and we were able to move, but not to leave Calvary.
Yeah, and it's been 6 years now since we moved out to the Erie campus, and we can see God's presence in his work as the church has expanded into Thornton, and that Erie campus is just thriving. It's truly a blessing to be part of a thriving church that is focused on teaching the true word of God straight from your Bible every single week, no matter which campus that you're attending. It's a testament to the leadership that Tom and Lucy have provided. We know that this is God's church, but we're blessed by the dedication, the vision, and the love that they have provided over so many years. We wish you the very best in this new phase of life and trust that God will have great things for the future of Calvary Bible Church.
My name is Eric Swanson, and for the past 47 years, my wife Liz and I have been part of Calvary Bible Church. I came here as a staff member of Campus Crusade for Christ, now crew, and I had the privilege of serving them for 25 years as part of this church. What a joy it is to celebrate Pastor Tom this morning, a man who's given 33 years of his life to show us what it means to build a Christ-centered community of people fully devoted to loving God and loving others. And most likely, everything good I have to say about Tom can be traced back to his wife, Lucy. As we all know, right? Well, Tom, you've been so many things to us for so many years. You've been our teacher, bringing us God's word to life week after week with insights that are almost always fresh and personal. I don't think I've ever heard you use the same illustration twice in the 33 years that you've been here. So that either shows you have a great memory or you're very creative in where you get your illustrations. You've also been our shepherd in the truest sense. You were there when our babies were born, when we dedicated them to the Lord, when we celebrated their baptisms and marriages. You were equally present in our darkest hours, sitting with us in hospital rooms and comforting us at memorial services. You've led well, my friend, walking this church through difficult seasons, yes, even enduring those challenging elder board meetings where tough decisions had to be made. When the church faced crossroads, you called us to seasons of prayer, reminding us that God holds this church in his hand. In the 136 years this church has been around, we've never had a church split, and you've continued that legacy. You've been a very good shepherd. Thank you. But perhaps what I appreciate most about your leadership is how you opened our eyes to see beyond the walls of this church. You helped us understand that our mission field isn't just some distant place. It's right here in Boulder, right in our neighborhoods. Under your leadership, we formed unlikely partnerships with several local nonprofits like the Safe House and Attention Homes. We continue our work alongside Habitat for Humanity, building real homes for people who need them. We opened our hearts and our homes to refugee families from Sudan and from Afghanistan. And on Colorado's coldest evenings, this church served as a shelter for the homeless. You led us through ShareFest, eventually bringing together 35 churches to serve alongside school staff, transforming local schools with extreme makeovers. Remember those days? When the governor of Colorado awarded Calvary Bible Church the Volunteer of the Year Award in 2004, it wasn't a recognition just for our church, it was a validation of Calvary's vision that Calvary Bible would be a church, may not be the best church in the community, but we would be the best church for the community. And thank you for that, Tom. Then, of course, was our epic trip to Malaysia. And together, Tom, you shared the Calvary story with churches in several cities across that beautiful country. And today there's over 200 churches in Malaysia that consider themselves externally focused because of the example that you set here at Calvary. And then it's no secret that Tom's loved to fish, right? If you've ever heard him, he talks about fishing a lot. And I've been with him on several of these occasions, but for Tom, fishing is always about catch and release. Catch and release, not catch and eat, but catch and release. And there's a parallel in how you've approached ministry. Jesus said his disciples would be fishers of men, and many, many, many people, including some of us sitting here today, have come to Christ through Tom's ministry, but your heart was never to keep them busy within the walls of this church. Got to drop the right one. But you've always wanted to release people into purposeful, redemptive ministries wherever they live, work, learn, and play. The fruit of your ministry philosophy is evident under your leadership of dozens of young people. Dozens of young people have been raised up and sent out as pastors and missionaries, including our own son Andy, who served with his family in China for 17 years and now is ministering in Turkey. That multiplication, that empowering, that releasing of others, that may be very well the best part of your ministry. Let me finish with this. The scriptures talk about pastors as stewards. A steward doesn't own the people of the church. A steward is a temporary custodian of the flock. You said it well, Tom. It's not about you wanting to leave, but it's about the next generation ready and prepared to take over and continue what you've led. You've held your position lightly but appropriately, understanding that the best leaders prepare others to take the work of God farther than you can. Tom, you've run the race and you've finished your course. Everything from this point on is a victory lap. Well done, my friend. Very well done.
Good morning, Calvary. I'm Becky Jankosko, and I wanted to just talk a little bit about what something Tom said a few weeks ago. He said, first of all, that his greatest joy has been to open the scriptures with us and to teach us through the Bible, pouring out truths into our lives. And Tom, you've done that so faithfully with us. One of the other things that you said was that one of the highlights of your ministry time here over the last 30 plus years has been to come alongside the Calvary community. And you've done that as well through baptisms and dedicating babies and weddings and through mentoring of young people young people who were going out into ministry together outside of Calvary. You and Lucy have done that together, and you've done that through the good times, but you've also stood alongside us in the really difficult times. Bill and I came to Calvary with our children in the early 1990s, around the same time that Tom and Lucy came to Calvary. Matthew was 11 and Liz was 9. They grew up in the youth ministry here and continued to grow up and went on off to college, Matthew to CU and Elizabeth to CSU. And in 2002, April of that year, and that was 23 years ago, our son Matthew died in a motorcycle accident. And there are no words for that. It was a tragic accident, sudden, and I can't even remember all the things that took place, but I do remember a few things about that day. There were two people specifically who came to mind as Calvary rallied around us. First of all, Daphne and Lucy. Daphne came to our house and she sat down on a sofa. And she didn't speak to anyone. She just sat quietly. And I know that she was praying. Because, you see, she understood exactly what Bill and I were going through at that time. She had lost her son a few years before. And she also realized and knew what we'd be going through in the next weeks, months, and years as we did life without our son. And Lucy came that day. I distinctly remember her coming to our house, and she sat down with me. I didn't know her very well at the time, but she held my hand, and she comforted me. She loved on me, and she cried with me. And then the servant that Lucy is, and in the great fashion of who Lucy is in the name of the Lord Jesus, she said, "How can I help you?" And so she took a list that I had, and she began calling people that needed to know about Matthew's death. Pastor Tom, over the next few days, sat down with Bill and me as we planned Matthew's funeral. And at one point, he sat us down, and he said, "You know, the statistics of couples staying together after losing a child is greater than 50%. But he said, that's not going to happen to you. Instead of dividing you, it is not going to divide or define you. Instead, you are going to let God use you, strengthen you, and unite you. Romans 12:15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And Tom and Lucy, that's what you've done through your ministry. You have ministered to us in the good times. You've been there and celebrated with us, but you've also been there when things have been hard and it was difficult. You have been by our side, and we thank you for that. The Calvary community came, stood alongside us that day. I remember them being in our house. They cried with us, consoled us, comforted us. And it was a time, I barely can remember it, but it was a time knowing that Calvary was on our side and supporting us. Down the road, there were cards, stacks and stacks of cards that came to us. Meals were delivered before meal train. But the most important thing was the prayers that were lifted up to the throne of grace. You lifted us up in a time when we desperately needed prayer. Calvary, you have served so well so many people through the good times and through the difficult times. You have been the hands and feet of Jesus, not only here in this congregation, but also you've stepped outside of these walls and gone into the community of Boulder and to ministered as the hands and feet of Jesus to those who desperately need Jesus in our community. So Tom and Lucy, I want to thank you so much for the way that you have over the years just supported people through the good times and through the very, very difficult times. And Calvary, I want to thank you. You have been our family. We needed those prayers, and I know that many people here have experienced some of the same difficulties and tragedies that we have, but you have been the hands and feet of the Lord Jesus, and we thank you for that. So when we go through the rest of our lives and you get to your last day, I pray that you hear the sweet, sweet, gentle voice of Jesus whispering in your ears, well done, my good and faithful servant. So thank you, Calvary. Thank you, Tom and Lucy. And to God be the glory.
Hello, Tom and Lucy and Calvary. I'm Mary Linda Fromer, and I've been a member here for 25 years.
There you go.
Thank you, John. Yeah. And my husband was Jewish, and he was very considerate. He would come to church with me every now and then, and whenever my grandchildren, not his, had a program here, he would, of course, come. And also, he was in very poor health. Tom had never met Raymond, and he was in the hospital on a particular occasion, and Tom asked me, "Do you think it'd be all right if I go visit Raymond?" And of course I said yes. I didn't go with Tom, but Tom went and they had a conversation. And when Tom was about to leave, he said, "Raymond, may I pray for you?" And Raymond said, Yes, if you don't mention Jesus. And Tom said, well, I can do that. And he did. Well, after that, Raymond started coming to church. I think he felt obligated to Tom for his visit. And it got so he was coming with me every Sunday. And then he started having questions about what the message had said. And he would ask me about it. And I said, I think we better make an appointment with Tom. So on Monday morning, I'd call and make an appointment for Tom on Tuesday morning. And we would come. In fact, we were such a regular, I think Tom eventually had space crossed off of his calendar for Tuesday mornings. But anyway, Tom would answer the question, of course. And when we were about ready to leave, Tom said to Raymond, Raymond, would you like to become a follower of Jesus? And Raymond looked at Tom like, have you lost your ever-loving mind? And his response was, Tom, I'm Jewish. Well, Raymond had many more questions after sermons, and we continued to come. One Sunday morning, as was customary with Raymond, he made coffee in a press pot. And as you know, you have to bring the water to a boil and pour it in. Well, he poured it all over his hand, and he was in excruciating pain. And I didn't think he would come to church that day, but he did. And we were standing, we were sitting right there, and we were singing, and Raymond said to me, Mary Linda, the pain is so bad, I think I'm gonna faint. I have to sit down. Well, ladies, you know men don't have a very high pain tolerance level. So, right? And I didn't think too much of it. So he sat down, and after the service, he said to me, you know, Mary Linda, when I sat down, I prayed to God to take the pain away, and he did it. And of course, he had more questions for Tom the next Tuesday. So we met with Tom, and as usual, at the end, he said, Raymond, would you like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I almost dropped over. He said yes. And Tom led him through the sinner's prayer, and we left his office, and we went down to the Christian bookstore, which is no longer, was down by Nordstrom's Rack, and got him a Bible, and he started reading John, which Tom had recommended that he do. And after that, Raymond became a changed man. I mean, he was always wonderful to me. He was the same to me, and he was the same to my grandchildren, just wonderful beyond words. But people noticed what a change had taken place. And I had belonged to a Bible study group for many, many years, and so he started coming to our Bible study group, and he eventually started to lead the Bible study group. And he also wanted to follow Jesus to the T. And he wanted to be baptized. And he was baptized right there. Excuse me. At the age of 80 years old. And he lived for 5 more wonderful years. And I just want to thank Tom, the elder board, and so many of you that prayed for years and years and years for his salvation. And it gives me great peace to know that I will be with him again someday. Thank you.
Great job. Oh, it's so good to hear stories about what God has done over 33 years of ministry. I know so many of you have stories as well that you would like to share, and give thanks to Tom and Lucy for what they have done. After the service, when we head out for food, there'll be a station where if you brought a card, you can drop it there, or there'll be some note cards where you could share a memory with them if you would like. Before we hear from Tom and Lucy too, we put together a video that just sort of tells the story of what has happened in their ministry with us. Since the early 90s. In 1992, Tom and Lucy Shirk arrived in Boulder, Colorado. They came with a heart to serve and a desire to see lives changed by the gospel. Tom joined the staff of Calvary Bible Church as associate pastor, trusting that God had called them here, though not yet knowing all that he had in store. Just a short time later, then senior pastor Bob Culbertson stepped down, and the church began an extended season of prayer and discernment. In God's goodness, the search led back to Tom, and in 1993, Calvary called him to serve as senior pastor. The 1990s were years of steady growth and renewed strength. God was building his church. A facility addition was completed, the mortgage was paid off, and a new leadership structure was formed to better serve the mission. But the greatest fruit of that season wasn't just organizational, it was spiritual. People were coming to faith in Jesus. Families were being rooted in Scripture. Lives were being transformed by the grace of God. In the early 2000s, God began to shift the focus of Calvary. The aim wasn't just to strengthen what was within these walls, but to open our eyes to the world beyond them. We were being invited to join Jesus in his mission, to love our neighbors, serve the vulnerable, and share the gospel with boldness and joy. Out of that movement came the kingdom assignments, challenges that invited people to take what they had and use it for the good of others. In their time, talents, and treasure, every act of love, big or small, became a testimony of God's provision and grace.
After the service, I went up to Mr. Shirk, and I said that I wanted to do the kingdom assignment. And later, he mailed me $1. So far, I've raised $191.
Whether it was a child with a vision or a small group on mission, the church responded. One of those stories was Raymond Frommer. Many times over the years, Tom met with Raymond to talk about faith, Jesus, and what it meant to follow him. In time, Raymond put his trust in Christ. His baptism was a joyful reminder that the gospel is still the power of God to save.
And I believe any of you who haven't yet decided you could totally give yourself to Jesus, he's here right now.
You know, few things bring pastoral joy like this.
And his story was just one of many. Because when the church steps out in faith, God brings people into his family. In the years that followed, the heart to serve only grew. ShareFest mobilized hundreds of people from Calvary to serve across Boulder, multiplying over the years to thousands of volunteers from a number of churches. Painting classrooms, landscaping schools, partnering with nonprofits, and simply showing up to love our city well. This wasn't a program. It became part of who we were. God was shaping a church that looks outward.
From Colorado's news leader, this is the number one rated 9 News at 10.
This year, more than 3,500 people are doing work in 28 sites. Since its inception, they've done more than $1 million worth of labor.
You know, I could hug them all. You know, just give them all a big hug for what they did. It was just more than wonderful.
It's just an awesome opportunity for us to be together doing something for the King.
As we moved outward, God kept opening new doors.
So one of the immediate blessings for us was to see 200 people leave the Boulder campus and begin a church from the day we started, Easter Sunday morning, 2006.
We launched a second campus in Erie, first meeting in the high school and eventually moving into a building we could call home.
While you were here, I was out in Erie for the grand opening, the published grand opening, which was week 3 in Erie. 870 people came to church in Erie.
We watched God gather a new community with the same heart.
This campus is going strong. We're so thankful for it, for what has happened over the last 10 years, people with a vision that said, you know what, we want to build a Christ-centered community of people who are fully devoted to loving God and loving others. That's what we want to be about. The pioneers who left the campus in Boulder and started this
just so importantly replicated the DNA of Calvary Bible Church.
In 2019, we celebrated 130 years of God's faithfulness to Calvary. We marked the moment with 130 days of prayer, asking God where He might lead us next.
To commemorate 130 years of God's faithfulness to our church, today we're launching 130 consecutive days of praying together, saying to God, we want your kingdom rule to come in our lives. We want your will to be done in all of our lives, even as it is done in heaven.
That prayerful dependence gave birth to the Go 3 campaign, a call to step out in faith once again.
And today is the culmination of our 130 days of prayer. This is day 130. We think, after praying together and thinking and sensing what God has done in our church, that the next initiative for us in the Go 3 language is a third campus. We don't know where. We don't have it on a map yet.
The answer came in a surprising way. The gathering church in Thornton sensed God leading them to entrust their building and their people to Calvary.
They voted this morning at 9:27 and texted me during the morning first service that the gathering church has just officially voted in the affirmative to offer Calvary Bible Church the assets and opportunity for ministry at our location. We look forward to becoming your third campus.
And with joyful unity, the Thornton campus was born. Today, more than 2,500 people gather across our campuses in Boulder, Erie, and Thornton. And while buildings and ministries have expanded, the heartbeat of Calvary remains the same: to be Christ-centered communities of people, fully devoted to loving God and loving others. For over 30 years, God has worked through the faithful leadership of Tom and Lucy Shirk to help shape that vision. Their ministry has always pointed beyond themselves to the greatness of God, the truth of His Word, and the hope of the gospel. As senior pastor, Tom has walked with people through joy and sorrow, taught the scriptures with clarity and conviction, and loved the church with humility and grace.
So if you have your Bible, let's open together. If you have a Bible, let's grab it and open it.
Well, let's open our Bibles together. I want you to open your Bible with me. So if you have a Bible, let's open.
So if you have your Bible, let's open together.
If you have your Bible, I want you to open with me.
If you have your Bible, let's open together.
If you have a Bible, why don't you open?
I wonder if you would have a Bible that you'd open it up.
And through it all, God has been faithful. He has done more than we could ever ask or imagine. To God be the glory. And to Tom and Lucy, thank you. We love you.
This is such a sweet day. I told Tom it's like being at your own funeral. You need to see so many loved ones. It's very, very special. And we want to say thank you for letting us be part of your lives these last years. It's been wonderful. We're grateful to God, grateful to you guys.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Yes, thank you. We receive your love, and we feel it, and we have it for you. It truly is hard to put into words what happened to 33 years. Where did that go, and what happened? But when I see you, and where have you all been for the last couple weeks, by the way? When I think of the stories in here, it's been a rich pleasure for us, a joy. In hard times and blessings to be your pastor. It is a joy. I love you. I know that the love of God is a part of this congregation, and it's very, very special to us.
And I appreciate the way that that video ended, so open your Bibles with me. No. In a bit of nostalgia, I have looked over the last couple weeks through my files, and I believe that the very first message I ever gave in this church was Romans chapter 11. And therefore, for a moment, I'd like to let it serve as a bookend for my start and finish as senior pastor. Romans 11:33 says, "Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, how inscrutable are his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, who was first given to him that he might be repaid?" I think sometime in 1992 in April when I arrived, I preached on this text. And it really has been my hope, among other things, to give you a vision of God as he is. And it does underscore that God is all-knowing. He has infinite awareness of everything. Actual and potential. What's real for you and what's real. God knows that. And the bigger your vision of God, the safer you will be in life and the steadier you will be in your faith, whatever happens. How deep are the riches of his knowledge and his wisdom? I have tried to give you a big vision of God, and you've given me credit this morning. God gets the glory. God gets the credit. Who has ever counseled God? He counsels us. Who's given God anything that he didn't already have? He is altogether self-sufficient. And so the next verse says this, "For from him, through him, to him are all things." This is a good finish for anything that you would say thank you to us. It's all from God. Source of every good blessing comes from God. The agency to accomplish any of the ministry in our church is through him and his Holy Spirit. And to him, for his glory. So to him be glory forevermore. And everybody said, amen. Amen. So thank you for your love for us. And we're grateful that we're going to be here for a couple more years. As long as the Lord leads, we want to be here and what role we'll take. And we'll be praying for you. If I could say one word, you enjoy and are grateful for what God has done. It isn't us. We haven't done it. We've done our part. And you've done your part. You've prayed, you've served, you've given. And the greatest way to continue what God has done that we're thankful for today is for all of us to say to him, "To you be the glory in our life. Here's my life. Here's my prayers. Here's my financial resources that make all of this happen." Some of you have been so generous to make what has happened at Calvary. Don't stop. Keep going. There's so much more to do. So let's pray together. Oh, Father in heaven, I thank you for the privilege it has been for Lucy and me to be in this church family. And family it is, a rich collection of diverse people who together love a uniting Savior who leads us in life together. So I pray today, God, that you'll give us all fullness of joy in you. And I thank you for this church, for every member, everyone who has loved us, supported us, followed you. And may the days of following Jesus Christ, our Savior, be more vibrant in the days ahead as we all give of ourselves. And may it be that because everything of our life is from you and through your agency in us, may it all point to you so that we all say together, to God be the glory. In Jesus' name we all pray. Amen.